A Swim Down Memory Lane, a UMass Farewell to Bob.
When you think about this season, when you think about everything we go through, when you think about the process, and the process is every single thing that we do during the year, from the first meeting to the last, from every practice, every single opportunity in the weight room, in the dry room, everything that we do, every time you get on the bus and go to the meet, every time you warm up, every time you warm down, everything that we do, you have to do it together. You have to become one.
She's got the best time right now this season in the Atlantic 10 in the 100 breast at 104.7, over a second better than anybody else right now in the conference.
And she's on pace to break that, Tim. Was only just over 31 seconds in the first two laps. And Staralsik turning for home.
She looks like she might have cooled her jets just a little bit there. She went out really fast for a dual meet. And she'll be close, but it'll she just wanted to make sure she got out for the win more than anything else.
And that she does. A time of 107.21. Second place again goes to the men and women, Megan Nowak. And in third will be Tavis Potter. So it's a 1-2-3 sweep.
The team has come together so well with a tremendous personality and attitude. It has been really fun working with this team in the first few weeks, but they are really ready to get into a meet. At this time of year, we've been 5 full weeks, no meets, so they're really excited, especially when we open up at home. So it's going to be a very good event on Saturday.
Welcome to retirement, Bob. One last hurrah. Happy Friday, Cece here. We are celebrating day 65 of the podcast, and we have a really fun guest today. We welcome Mary Jenkins, who was a diver. She graduated in 2007, and it is so fun to share that Mary and I were on the team together, and Mary was one of the first people I met as my early days on campus. We luckily lived on the same floor in the same dorm. So it was so much fun that Mary was such a big part of that. And she is also Celia's sister. So it always had that really fun family feel. And Mary shares some really, really great things about Bob. So let's go ahead and dive right in. We welcome Mary, class of 2007, to the podcast. Thanks for joining us, Mary.
Thank you so much, Susie. Thanks for having me, and thanks for compiling all of this.
Of course. We are here celebrating Bob's retirement, and I'd love to hear some of your favorite memories with him.
Okay. So I got to know him both as a recruit athlete, obviously his athlete as part of the team, and then also as a high school coach with potential recruits who were going to come to UMass. I was always trying to talk up the program to people, swimmers and divers. And I got to know him as like a coach for my sister too. So that was just a lot of different dynamics, but you know, and my favorite, memories of him is just how genuine and encouraging and supportive and kind he was, and how much he prioritized diving as a really important part of swimming and diving. And he was just, you know, always so supportive of us. I can still hear him saying divers in my head. Like, and yeah, he just was so supportive of us and what we, you know, and my coach and what and Mandy and like anything that we needed, or, you know, it was something that it was not an afterthought. It was, we were very important contributing members of the team. And I always felt like he respected that, which is not something you always find, especially at the, I feel like, college and high school level. He really understood that it was important important part of the team. And actually, I don't know if you know this or most people know this, but he coached diving at UMass for a few seasons.
He did. Well. So and he, yeah, so luckily I was able to get some of his divers on the podcast.
Yes. So that was always pretty cool that he really got it. And I remember a few times, not very many, that he either had filled in for Mandy or like watched us during part of a practice. And it was just fun to get someone else's perspective on dives too. But that was really cool that he, you know, also understood it from the standpoint of actually being a coach. So
yeah, he was so good at creating that atmosphere that brought us together and that energy where we just like, we loved having the divers around and you guys loved having the swimmers around. It really was that cohesive feeling that the environment.
Yeah. And that was the priority for him too. Like that's like coaches either make that, that culture or they kind of, not prohibit, but either make that openness or they don't, and it's really important to just feel inclusive on the team. So and just that was a major part of why I loved the program so much. Mm-hmm. And then it was also really cool when he recruited my sister to swim, because that was just really exciting as a prospect of her being there. And then I got to really see, you know, more intimately what he could do with an athlete who my sister didn't swim USA Swimming. She came straight out of high school, and he was really able to cultivate her into a really solid sprinter. And it was just fun to see that transformation take place over the time that over the 4 years that she was there too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we were just chatting about this before we jumped on, but just that in the dorms, we lived in the same dorm together, and that's how we met as a freshman. Mary was a junior. And we just had so much fun.
I would never have traded that opportunity for living off campus. It just gave me a whole other group of people too that I got close with. And you guys had such a big class, and I had such a small class, so it was really fun to have new people who were interested in like making friends and getting to know each other and really becoming part of the school. And that was just that energy, I think, was just so important in my junior year, because I think by the time you're a junior, you're kind of over it. It was just fun to be around that people who were new and excited to be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And well wishes for his retirement.
Well wishes for his retirement. Well, I know we're in the middle of the pandemic right now, but I just really hope he's able to do all of his many favorite activities, including being able to be a doting grandfather and really be able to spend quality time with his granddaughter. I know she's across the country, but I really hope that he can spend some quality time with her. I know Bob really likes trains too. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I'm hoping that he can plan some pretty cool train trips, particularly in Europe. I don't know if he's gotten over there, but being able to see a lot of Europe by train is a really fun experience, and I hope he's able to do some fun traveling with his wife when it's safe to do so, and just really be able to, you know, not have to smell chlorine every day and do what he wants. He gave so much of himself to the team. I hope he really takes this time to spend time with his family and focus on just having an incredible retirement at the end of a really wonderful legendary career at UMass.
Mm-hmm. Yep, for sure. And very a lot of time to spend the way that he wants to and enjoy activities outside the pool deck. But this has been so much fun. Thanks for joining us, Mary.
Thank you so much, Cece. And go UMass.